The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 3. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on September 16th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 3.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Manushanam
sahasreshu kashchir yatati siddhaye.
Yatatam api
siddhanam kashchin mam viti tatvatah.
Manushanam
sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye.
Yatatam api
siddhanam kashchin mam viti tatvatah.
Translation and prayer report by Srila Prabhupada. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Prayer report. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first six chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super-self, and the process of realization by jnana yoga, jhana yoga, and discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can be known only by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time he is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda. Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha satchiranand vigraha anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam. It is very difficult for the devotees, rather for the non-devotees, to know him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, and they cannot practice it. The path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti, practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti, may be easy. But when it is practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-2-101, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidingvana Aikantiki Harer Bhakti Rupata Yaiva Kalpate. Devotional service of a Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman-realized impersonalist or the Paramatma-realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yasoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muhyanti yatsurayaha mangtu vedana kashchana. No one knows me as I am, the Lord says. And if one does know him, then sa mahatma sudurlabha. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, tatvataha, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, in the cause of all causes, in his omnipotence and opulence, and in his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees. He is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavedrayam Indriyai Sevam Mukhehi Jivado Svayam Evaspadat Yadaha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.234.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jada Gara Kamala Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatanvita Tam Sajiva. Sadaita Zavaduta Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Vadan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, do you want to be happy? Do you want to be free from anxiety? You want to be free from anxiety? Yes or no? Yes? Then you have come to the right place. Because this Krishna consciousness is a system of how to become completely free of all anxiety forever. It is not an artificial process of happiness. We would not cheat you with some artificial, bogus system of happiness. Because we were not cheated by Srila Prabhupada, why would we cheat you? Srila Prabhupada gave us a genuine system how to become completely free of all anxiety. And he ordered us to distribute it to everyone all over the world. So, on the order of Srila Prabhupada, we have come to Bulgaria to share with you this process of unlimited happiness. So, how does one turn that state of happiness on? How do you flip the switch? Just like when I came downstairs, this room was dark. But some devotee, intelligent devotee, flipped on the switch and brought the light. So, in this way, there is a switch within your heart also. And all you have to do is be intelligent to know where is that switch, and you just flip it. And immediately become full of happiness. Immediately the whole world becomes transformed all around you. It's no longer the hellish nightmare that it once was. It becomes a playground of bhakti. Just like a little kid in a candy shop. Because there are unlimited opportunities for devotional service in this world. So much work we can do for Krishna here in this world. Chanting, dancing, feasting, hearing and discussing the most sublime knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Putting on wonderful Ratha Yatra festivals. There's just so many wonderful things going on, you see, in Krishna consciousness movement. Reading books, translating books, writing books, building temples, cleaning temples, buying boga, growing food, milking cows, having babies for Krishna, raising babies for Krishna. There's so many wonderful things going on in the Krishna consciousness movement. We have enough activities available that we can engage the whole planet in Krishna consciousness. We have so many activities going on in this Krishna consciousness movement, we can engage the whole planet in Krishna consciousness activities. The government leaders, the movie stars, everyone. We can engage everyone in Krishna service. So that everyone can become happy. Even the airline pilots. We can make one airline, Hare Krishna Airlines. And there's no meat on board, only Krishna prasadam. In the entertainment system, it's all different movies of Prabhupada and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. None of these rubbish Hollywood and Bollywood movies in the entertainment system. And the flight attendants, they'll all be devotees, you see, wearing tilak.
Kantimala.
So if you have any questions about Krishna consciousness, you can ask the flight attendants and they'll preach to you. You see, in this way we can make everything Krishna conscious. The universities, everything. We can make everything Krishna conscious. So the whole world can become happy. Do you know why we are unhappy at the present moment? Do you know why everybody is miserable at the present moment? It's one reason and one reason only. Because we've forgotten Krishna. It's the only reason people are unhappy. It has nothing to do with how much money you have. The poor people are miserable, the rich people are miserable, everybody is miserable, no matter how much money they have. The weak people are miserable, the strong people are miserable. The ugly people are beautiful. The beautiful people are—I mean, the ugly people are miserable. The beautiful people are miserable. Everybody is miserable. Even the so-called rich and famous, powerful people—they're also miserable. So instead of trying to become rich, famous, and powerful, which is only available for a small percentage of the population anyway, the intelligent thing to do is to awaken your Krishna consciousness. And then you become the richest, most powerful, most beautiful person automatically. How is that? Krishna is the possessor of all opulences. Power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, fame. Krishna possesses all opulences unlimitedly. So, do you think the devotee can be bereft of any opulence? Did you know that the devotee possesses Krishna? Krishna becomes his personal property. Because when you give yourself to Krishna, Krishna gives himself to you. You may say, well, I chant Hare Krishna, why Krishna hasn't given himself to me? Well, what sort of chanting do you do? Is it on your lips only, or is it in your heart? Do you simply chant on the lips like a parrot? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Or do you chant from the heart? Calling out to the Lord like a child crying for mother. I guarantee when that child cries for the mother, that mother drops everything and goes running to the child. Because the child is totally helpless and totally dependent on the mother. So if we can become like that child, totally helpless and dependent on Krishna, and cry out in complete, utter helplessness to the Lord, Krishna will immediately come. And he will become our personal property. And we will not be lacking in any way power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and fame. So what's holding us back? Why are we remaining so miserable? Covered by the modes of nature. Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun, Why are we so covered by the mouth? Why are we so weak in our determination? Well, it's bad habits going on for millions of lifetimes, that's why. For millions of lifetimes, we've been conditioned to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. In other words, we have been conditioned to trying to squeeze pleasure out of sense gratification since time immemorial. Do you know what I mean? So to reverse that tendency is not an easy job. This is why we require the help of a bona fide spiritual master. Who has the potency to divert our mind away from sense gratification and attract it to Krishna. So, if we can take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, placing ourselves fully and completely under his direction, then it becomes easy. But we have to become humble. We have to give up our false pride. I am great. I am Bulgarian.
I am
male. I am female. We have to give up our false pride, you see. I am a great singer. I am a great speaker. I am a great writer. You really should think I'm simply a great fool, that's all. Because even though I have attained this human form, I'm still running like a donkey after sense gratification. So Guru Maharaj, please save me. My dear spiritual master, please save me. In this way, you see. Then it becomes easy. Then no problema. No problem. Yeah. So, are there any questions? Narada Muni Prabhu?
За Рада и Кришна, за Бог Чайтанья. Моя въпрос е, че всъщност, в крайна сметка, ние се върнем някога в духовния свят и не паднем първо в лотосовите нозе на Бог Чайтанья, единственото място, където Шила Прабхупад, разбира се, или на духовния си учител, ако той не ни заведе при Бог Чайтанья, единственото място, където тая епоха може да се получи тази приема, за която говориш. Няма да е коректно, не си мисля аз.
Няма да е коректно, ако това е по-свето на ден, Бог Чайтанья, заведени там в духовно.
Да. Когато се, ако да. Се върнем някога в духовно да. Свят, поред мен е коректно първо да ти е по-свето, защото без неговата милост никаква приема нямаше да може да получим тази епоха.
Several days ago, we spoke about gratefulness, gratitude. His question is, when we finally return back home to Krishna,
Is it correct that we should go and offer our most respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya?
Of course.
Yes.
You wouldn't feel any gratitude?
I didn't
you wouldn't feel... Of course you would offer obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, to the Goswamis, to everyone. You'd be offering obeisances like crazy to everybody. In complete bliss. You'll be in transcendental ecstasy offering obeisances to all the great... Prabhupada will be there. You get to see Prabhupada. Oh, wow. Be a wonderful experience. Yes, question?
My question is, I read this book by Shivaram Maharaj. On the Diksha culture in ISKCON, on Shiksha culture in ISKCON.
Yeah.
Where he speaks that, he writes actually, that we have to look upon everyone as our spiritual master. Actually he says that every devotee is our spiritual master because he...
Yes, Prabhupada said that everyone is my Prabhu. Higher than me, that's right.
Let me translate. В една книга на Шива Рама Махарадж за шикша културата в ИСКОН, той каза, че човек трябва да гледа на всеки преданан като на свой гуру. И Санкаршана Прабху тук каза, че да, Шива Прабхупада казва, че да, всеки мой Прабху.
So, yes, that's it.
Sometimes devotees within our society have different moods, different inclinations, and even understanding of what actually the highest goal is.
The highest goal, everyone agrees, to go back to Godhead. There's no just two opinions of them. No one says we submerge into Brahman.
All right.
Everyone says we should become pure devotee. They don't disagree on that.
He needs to translate.
Yeah, okay, go ahead and translate.
И аз продължих, нали, че в понякога дори сред обществото на вайшнавите има различни настроения, мнения и различия относно крайната цел. Санкаршана Прабху каза, че за крайната цел всички сме съгласни, че е да се върнем обратно при Кришна, а не да обратно при Бога. А не, нали, примерно да се следим с Браман или нещо подобно.
So there's on the basic principle, there's no difference of opinion. On some details, there may be difference of opinion. Some people may say the Yajurveda is the original, some may say the Atharvaveda is the original.
По основния принцип нямаме различия. В детайлите може да имаме различия. Някои могат да казват Атарваведа изначално, други могат да казват, че Яджурведа е изначално.
But everybody agrees we have to become pure devotees and go back to Godhead.
Но всички са съгласни, че трябва да ставим чисти преданни и се върнем обратно към Бога.
Yeah.
Well, to see everybody as Prabhu, it's easy to say, but practically, to see as and then act as seeing them Prabhu is difficult. So what to do?
Лесно да си каже, нали всички са Прабху, обаче да се действа по този начин е малко по-трудно, е доста по-трудно. Така, че Харина седни.
So, Mataji has asked a very nice question. It's very easy to say everyone is my Prabhu, but how to make that practical?
Много лесно, Mataji задава много хубав въпрос. Много лесно да се каже всички са ми Прабу, но как да направя това практично?
That means you have to serve them, that's all. You serve everybody.
Просто трябва да служиш на всички.
Try to always serve everyone. Don't Don't ever neglect anyone. Try to serve everyone. That's all. By practice, it's trying one's best to serve all the devotees. Gradually, you want to become more expert also. Always be in the mood of serving the Vaishnavas.
But sometimes they don't want to accept the service. Then what? I remember one time serving prasadam, they were all coming in the line, and like buffet style, you know, you just serve on their plate. So one devotee came, I was serving him, he says, I don't take. So how to serve?
He wanted to take it himself?
He said something like that. Because...
he wanted to grab the serving spoon and dish
because
his own.
I have a different outer covering.
He didn't want to take from a woman. So-called. Okay.
По някакво обаче някои преондари не искат да приемат служене. Както, например, веднъж Матаджи сервирал прасадам. Там има такъв стил... Нали, идваш, редът са като на бюфет и, и им сипват и един преондар казва, не, благодаря, не искам, защото тя е в женско тяло.
If somebody is disturbed by your attempt to serve them, you can serve them by not serving them then.
Ако някой е притеснен от това, че се опитате да им служите, тогава може да им служите като не им служите.
So how can we see them as Prabhu?
Is he think, well, I don't want to disturb my Prabhu. He doesn't want me to serve him, so let me not disturb him by not serving him.
Може да си мислите, притеснявам моя Прабу, като му служа, така че нека да му служа, като не го притеснявам чрез служене.
But if there is a differentiation, here is a different covering, here is a different covering, if somebody is saying this, thinking like that, how can we accept that as a Prabhu? Because a learned soul never sees everybody equal. He doesn't see the outer garments.
Ако има, ако такъв предан дарен разграничава хората от външна, според външната им обвивка, тогава как да гледаме на него като на Прабу, защото един предан даден не различава хората според външната им.
The Majjhima Adhikari distinguishes between the Supreme Lord, the devotees, the envious and the innocent. So, if you come across an envious person, even he may be dressed as a devotee, if you come across an envious person, then you just have to leave him alone. That's him.
Majjhima Adhikari различава между четирите категории Бога, преданите, завистливите и неотдадените. Така че ако човек срещне някой завистлив, тогава просто трябва, въпреки че облечен като вайшнава.
There are so many sincere, fixed up devotees you can serve, and innocent people that you can engage in Krishna's service. So spend your energy on them.
Просто трябва да избягваме такъв човек. Има толкова много невинни, толкова много стабилни преданни, които можем да служим, така че...
Neglect the envious.
Тогава просто пренебрегвайте, игнорирайте този завистлив човек и служете на другите или ангажирайте невинните пренеслужени.
Questions more? Now the money.
Говорихме, че за щастие, пък има едни молитви, в които предано дадени се обръщат към Кришна и му казват. Само и само да припомня, какво се праща, да. Може да кажеш на цели секунди, точно. Изпраща ми неприятности, защото човешката природа е устроена така, че
You spoke about happiness. Srimati Kunti Devi says that Krishna, please send us these miseries again. Let us those miseries happen to us again and again, so that we can remember you. So the tendency seems to be that when we're miserable, we're more inclined to turn to Krishna or God. So how would you elaborate on that? Well,
do you have enough misery to help you remember Krishna?
Достатъчно ли сте нещастите за да помниш Кришна?
You have enough? If you don't have, I can give you some more. Give me some more. Next question.
Коментарът си го пропадал, че Кришна се разбива само на този преломен, който го удовлетвори със своето правилно служене. И така Кришна казва, аз съм крайната цел на ведите. Моя въпрос е такъв случай, какъв е смисъл да изучаваме подобно ведите, след като Кришна ти се разкрива на този, който му се даде с правилност. Не може ли просто
So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the only one who fully pleases Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself unto him, unto such a person. Also, Krishna says that he is the goal of all Vedas. So, what's the point of studying all the Vedas when we can actually simply turn to Krishna consciousness?
Yes, your Vedic studies should be focused on seeing how you can please Krishna, that's all.
Изучаването на Ведите трябва да бъде съсредоточено върху това как да удовлетвориш Кришна.
How you can know and please Krishna. Otherwise, Vedic study, we're not interested in Vedic study.
Как да изучаваш, да изучиш как да слушаш и да удовлетвориш Кришна, това е всичко.
Becoming expert Sanskrit grammarians is not necessary. Although it's good to have a few around to edit to do the translation work, but not that each devotee has to be an expert Sanskrit grammarian. No, just understand the essence of the Vedas, to love Krishna.
Да станат експерти в санскритската граматика.
Question. Yeah.
Let me pick up one. this one. Krishna, when Krishna leaves the material world, when he ends his pastimes on the earth planet.
And he winds up and goes back?
Yes. Mm. So the story goes that there is some form that he leaves behind.
Yeah.
So Krishna is not different from his body. Some acharyas say that...
But he left behind a form that was different from him. Virat Rup.
Virat.
Yeah.
He left. You mean like
he left behind the Virat Rup.
He left the universe.
Which is different from him.
Let me translate him so that it doesn't turn into person. Когато Кришна прекратява земните си забавления, след себе си оставя едно тяло. И Санкшана Прабу направо, нали, премина към отговора и каза, това е различна форма, това е формата Вират Рупа.
His original form went back to God. His original form, he went back to God. He didn't leave his original form here. He left the Virat Rupa.
Той изоставил Вират Рупа, а не оставил изначалната си форма.
And his body was, he was not pierced by the hunter's arrow also, you know that.
Тялото му не е било прострелено от...
Didn't even break his skin. Just bounced off his foot.
Тя дори не е наранила кожата му. Тя просто отскочила.
So nobody would die having an arrow bounce off their foot.
Никой не е умрял от някаква стрела, която се ударила...
So he was not killed by a hunter.
в петата им. Не е бил убит от тази.
He just took the bounced arrow Leela as an opportunity to bounce back to Godhead.
Actually, просто се е възползвал от възможността, която му открила тази отблъснала се стрела от петата му, за да се върне обратно вкъщи.
He said that Krishna is omnipotent, so he can live whatever form he wants and he can still remain the same.
What is it?
Krishna is omnipotent, so whatever forms he wants to leave behind, it's his choice.
Yeah, that's right.
Krishna е всемогъщ, така че каквато и форма да пожелая да остави след себе си, това е негово желание.
He has also remained behind in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Той също така останал в формата на Шримад Бхагаватам.
Purana Kridana Udittaha. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc. Those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana.
Веднага след като Бог Кришна замина с вечната си обител, придружен от религията и праведността и така нататък, тази Бхагавата Пурана изгря като слънце, за да разсее гъстия мрак на невежеството. И хората, които живеят в този мрак, могат да се възползват да отворят ослепелите си очи с нейната светлина.
So Krishna has remained in the form remained here in this world in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Hare Krishna mantra and the deities of Krishna.
Така че Кришна станал в този свят под формата на Хари Кришна Махамантра, Шримад Бхагаватам и формата на Божествата в храма.
And now he is present in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON.
Сега той е тук в формата на движението за Кришна съзнание.
This movement is an incarnation of Krishna.
Това движение е инкарнация на Кришна.
So if you're serving ISKCON, you're serving Krishna directly.
Ако служите на ISKCON, вие служите на Кришна директно.
Don't think otherwise.
Не си мислете по друг начин. So my question was in the purport. Okay, maybe it's not the purport, the exact purport, but Jiva Goswami says that actually, like this body has a soul within it. And it's enlivened by the soul. In the same way, the entire universe, which is called Virat-rupa, was enlivened by the presence of Krishna. So when Krishna left the universe, the entire universe, the Virat-rupa, felt like a dead body. And he says that this is the proper understanding of...
Yes, that's why the Kali Yuga is here. The Kali Yuga came in. It's like a dead... It's like a graveyard. The whole thing is like a big graveyard. Kali Yuga is like a graveyard. The whole planet is like a big graveyard. Dead. Everybody's walking dead now.
So, was there a particular form behind Krishna, or is it supposed to mean the Virat-rupa, the entire universe?
Yeah, he's remained behind in the form of the entire universe. This is universal body.
The universal body.
Yes. He's remained behind in this form. Okay. One last question then.
No, he couldn't translate.
Oh, actually, go ahead and translate, yeah.
Значи, да преведа се пак, какво си казвам. Джива Госвами коментира към това заболение на Кришна, че всъщност вселенската форма, Вират-рупа, Кришна е оживил, когато дошъл в тялото, в вселената е оживил, както душата оживява тялото. И когато напуснал вселената, всъщност цялата вселена била като мъртво тяло. Вират-рупа била мъртва. И Санкшаната му каза, да, и след това е влезнала Кали-юга, защото всъщност напускайки материалната вселена и ставайки мъртвото тяло на Вират-рупа, всъщност цялата вселена се превърнала в гробище. И затова е влезнала Кали-юга, е започнала да се
So I can ask one last question. Especially someone who has not asked a question yet, It's a special open moment for somebody who has not asked a question yet, who would like to ask a question. Okay, Guru Nishtha.
Формулата за какво само да мога да кажа
Бога? Да продължи да се моли. Това ли е формулата да предостави Кришна съзнание? Да продължи да се моли.
Okay, what is the question?
So the question is, even Krishna treats someone very harshly, or very roughly, and he, let's say, brings him or her a lot of miseries, and if this person keeps thinking, whatever you do with me, I will continue with my Krishna consciousness, with my prayers and so on. Is this the proper way to say Krishna consciousness?
Yes, this is Lord Chaitanya's lesson. That you may handle me roughly by your embrace, you may leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me, but still you're my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So if the devotee can take whatever misery he or she is experiencing as a special mercy of Krishna, then he will become very strong in Krishna consciousness and will become very happy within his heart. Okay, we'll stop here. Translation, yeah.
Отговор е да, това е урока на Бог Чайтания. За мен няма друг Бог освен Кришна, той ще стане такъв дори ако притиска твърде силно в прегръдките си или разбива сърцето ми, като не се явява пред мен. Ти ще останеш такъв, ти си моят обожаван Бог за винаги, ще останеш такъв дори ако ме притискаш твърде силно в прегръдките си. Така че, ако човек приеме всички нещастия, които Бога му изпраща като специална милост на Кришна, тогава той ще бъде щастлив в сърцето си, независимо от външните обстоятелства.
Jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Ki jai Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.